Welcome, everyone. And here we are, dawning into the golden era. I'm your host. I'm Venus Master Mary Rose, broadcasting 100% divine love to you from Vancouver, BC. Wherever you are today, welcome to my show. This is my first show. We're just getting settled in with technology. First time is always interesting. I'm here for spiritually uplifting and engaging with you. So come on in, make yourself at home, and say hello to everyone. You're free to contact me, actually. You can call in. The guest number is 657-383-0729. And you can call in and share with us where you're tuning in from on the planet, and how you relate to this episode. Rising from the ashes and into the golden era, what I'm referring to as the golden era, let's look through the synonyms: golden age, prosperity, sunshine, heaven, millennium, fair weather, utopia, good times, gilded age, golden days, golden time. Can you feel that light? The golden era as golden age, the first and best age of the world, a time of ideal happiness, prosperity, and innocence. By extension, any flourishing and outstanding period. Fascinatingly enough, our timeliness is in timelines that are emerging. And instead of thinking we can no longer experience a golden era because we are tarnished and impure, the truth is we're about to enter it, and we've been on the journey here to the golden era since we left the last one. These golden eras occur throughout history over centuries. They are the breakthroughs at the end of a long limitation, oppression, deception, and suffocation of life, and yet, as a phoenix awkwardly molts and then bursts into flames, we are reborn with vibrance. The evolution goes on, people, with satisfying results of fruition. Because of their limitless nature, golden eras are a little beyond description, boundlessly moving past preconceived ideas. Most of all, golden era signifies our capabilities to embody heavenly light into our earthly bodies, leaving and living in genuine wellness and wonder. We're each so unique with different roles as we rise from the ashes of what has. Let's reflect. Reflect on where you are, what you've been through as an experience rather than failure. There's no need for you to carry guilt around. So this is our focus for today, and welcome if you're just tuning in. Get settled in and allow yourself to receive a euphoric ascension energy. I'm Venus, Master Mary Rose, tuning in here, broadcasting 100% divine love to you from Vancouver, BC. I am a massage practitioner by day, and I have been so professionally for the past 30 years, as well as bringing healing oils, healing energy, and healing messages. And I just felt it was time to step in and connect with you globally, that the radio show, it's time to broadcast the euphoric ascension frequency. And let's connect wherever you're at and whatever you're thinking is really none of my business. But you are welcome to share where you're from and what's going on with you and how you relate to this episode in any way, shape, or form. Welcome to this station. I am so excited to be here. I've been feeling the need to connect in this way with you. I have been receiving messages of insight that are way beyond what I thought was possible in many ways. So it's really nice to connect with people globally and to help stabilize the frequency, help feel if you're feeling down or you're feeling like, oh my God, my life's a failure, when at the same time you're keeping your head above the waters because you are such an angel light. and that you feel like, my goodness, like, what have I accomplished? Maybe not much. Or it's very, this time frame right now, everything is dissolving. A lot of systems are dissolving. What we taught was right is shifting, you know, what to do is shifting, and how we see ourselves is shifting really fast. So I wanted to bring to you Golden Era Anchor to guide. And when you're feeling down or confused or lost, that if you were to turn on this radio station, you could feel your frequency lighten. You could feel the support to get back on your own feet where you're at in your life in the planet as an earth being. You are an earthling of light. And if you're attracted to listening to this show, you are pure sunshine in heaven deep inside, always. And no matter what your experience, I think the biggest thing is to know that you are love, that you are always evolving, that everything is experience. There really is no mistakes. We are all here to create, and we are creators. We are in tune with Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is allowing us to be as free as we want in our expression. And there are so many layers to the reason why we're here at this place and time, and how there are so many timelines merging, and all the fragments of whoever we used to be is coming into one center. And there's a lot of turbulence and distraction and angry energy, dissolving out of our system, that it can be a little confusing. And so as we go heighten our frequency right now, as I broadcast to you and I connect with you, I am sharing specifically with you a genuine wellness energy. I am specifically tapping in and connecting the angel light through my voice out into the ethers, out through these lines and this technology, asking the goddess and gods of divinity to awaken, asking them to really find the stability of the frequency that lifts them up out of sticking to any guilt, that their innocence, their clarity, their sanity is restored. I am asking that we all benefit from these sessions as the angel heavenly light shines through my voice, through this moment, and into the future to assist us in these incredible times to be on the earth. Welcome. There is a call-in number, and you feel free to call in at 657-383-0729, and you can ask me a question, or you can share with everyone where you're from in the world and how you are feeling inspired by this episode right now. Now I'm going to step into another vibration here that's going to bring a little more energy. I'm going to be playing the singing bowl. The Tibetan singing bowl is an ancient tool. It is a tool. Circularly wrap around it. You are activating all these different minerals that come from the earth that the bowl has made. And if the bowl clearly rings, then that's a good sign that the karma is very clear, the energy, the frequency is very clear, and the light can come through quite easily. This one even seems to be ringing right now. It's very excited when it rings like that. It's very clear. And each time you ring the bowl, let go of your thoughts for a moment. And just receive. The sound is a message from above, from a high frequency. Let go of thinking and allow this light message. Mm-hmm. Vibration is very helpful in this day and age. I want to bring to you this lesson of vibration. Any type of vibrating, humming, singing, humming, like internal humming, is very powerful. It can really help loosen your mind from overthinking things. It can help you loosen from anger or frustration. It can help you relax your body. And just like the singing bowl brings vibration into the air, it just helps shake out unnecessary tension and calming, just like calms through the energy. And therefore, you can go as deep as clearing disease or emotions, which are very directly connected and very connected to your body. So vibration is very powerful. Like even if you were to use vibrators, vibrating with massage, you know how it just shakes and relaxes the body. It's very good to tap into using vibration, internal vibration, by making sound and closing your mouth. You can just hum and close your mouth. Or put your hands over your face and close your mouth and hum. And as you can hear me, I sort of have my mouth closed, and you can hum. If you move your tongue slightly in a wave, you can make those types of noises, or even just use your throat. You can make these types of noises. Very healing for headaches and clearing that tension that doesn't need to be there in your head. It's a potential gateway to euphoric ascension. So I want you to let go of your thoughts for the agenda and just put it, you know, to the side. Not right now. Thank you, agenda, for being what you are. You're a great tool. But right now, I'd like to just clear my mind. We're going to tune into vibrating. So if you want to vibrate with me along wherever you're listening in from, we're just going to have 1 minute of tuning into some humming like bumblebees. And it can get quite deliriously blissful because you're letting go of tension. And you're also asking that light energy come in and just help you out, help you to just clear your mind, clear your body, clear the frustration, clear any guilt that you've been carrying around, any sense of being a failure, because this life has been quite the experience and it's been quite intense the past few years. So let's just like take the time to hum it out. You ready? Okay. So close your mouth. Relax your shoulders, close your eyes, come into your center and ground. And we're going to hum first with just our mouths closed. Inhale and again. Do these more often. Do them anytime you feel the need. But as you do them, that you'll be able to go longer with your humming. Now we're going to put our hands over our face and we're going to hum into our hands. Breath in and again. Deep breath in and one more time. And let that rejuvenate you. Feel the circulation moving. And as you could hear my voice, maybe in yours, depending on whether you did this along with us or not, you could hear bumps of where it would sort of stop or muffle. And it's clearing. It's like vacuuming. It's clearing up garbage. It's like, just like the bowls, they'll play at certain times, and sometimes they will be going through some deep sludge. And don't take it in a way that makes you feel guilty or heavy. Be like, wow, we're getting really deep, like just like a massage when you can get in there really deep and clear out really deeply. That's what's going on. And the bowls and you always want to vibrate and sing this. Your true nature is to be able to do that. And if you didn't actually participate, I encourage you, go ahead and try it. I encourage you to do it again, because what's happening there is if you're not able to just, let's do this, with not that you're following me, but I mean that you're not able to say, oh, I like to try to vibrate my own body. You take the time by yourself. Try to see if you can do this, because it is a really deep internal way to de-stress yourself. So I'm going to say goodbye for now. I hope to see you on the next episode. See you in spirit. And have a beautiful afternoon. This is Venus Master Mary Rose broadcasting 100% divine love to you. And you can find me at sparklebalm.com. That's sparklebalm.com. Until next time, your euphoric ascension energy be lit, heightening and stabilizing.